Every Wednesday on our Neighbors in Action segment, we feature a person or an organization that's working to make our community a better place. This is a listener-generated segment, meaning that each week the person or organization we highlight will be nominated by you. For this week's Neighbors in Action, we look at Closing the Digital Gap, which is a Lansing-based nonprofit that provides computers and computer training to low-income adults and families. And here to tell us more is Marcus Jefferson, the Executive Director of Closing the Digital Gap. Welcome to Current State, Marcus.
Thank you.
Tell us about the work that you do then. You get computers and computer training into the hands of people who've never had a computer or have limited computer experience?
Actually, it's a combination. Our major focus is to bridge the digital divide by providing computer literacy, as well as internet access to low-income people and their families.
How big a disadvantage is it for people to be without computers and web access in 2013? I would think it's significant, but you see it firsthand. What's that like?
Well, actually, I was surprised about the number of people who do not have computers and internet access in the home. You know, you think about, you know, everybody's got it at the schools and other places, but what happens to the people who want to go to school online and go to college, or a child that has homework or research that they have to do? Do they have to go to the school or the library or have limited access? So we try to level that playing field.
Sure, sure. Do you see people struggle acclimating to computers and the web? Where I still struggle, and I've been at it for almost 20 years, so I imagine people who are just coming to it must have a rough time sometimes.
And, you know, that varies. With our older people, is would you right-click the mouse, and next thing you know, somebody's jumping up on the on the chair or a table because of the lingo. Because, you know, they're used to simple things like filling out an application, actually having a paper application. You know, anywhere you go now, you have to go to a kiosk, and you've got to type in some stuff. And if you don't do it within a certain amount of time, you get kicked out.
It raises a question about literacy, really, or technological literacy in 2013. It's just a different animal to be literate, quote-unquote, in 2013 than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, it's almost a requirement now that you have some type of computer literacy.
Sounds like satisfying work, though. Do you enjoy it?
Well, you know, just to give you a little history, years ago, I was approached by Reverend John Dooley to provide some computers for a program that he was doing in the East Lansing area, Towers Gardens. And once we provided the computers, there were so many people who needed it. I worked with him to try to procure other things, more technology, more money. And we looked at a lot of people who we thought could run the program, and nobody had the combination of computer applications, computer hardware, and access to the community, so I took the job.
There must be a lot of catching up that people do, though. I mean, you must see that. I've been at it for almost 20 years, and I feel like I'm constantly playing catch-up, you know?
Well, that's the way with technology. I believe in a few years that when you get done with a computer, there'll be a disposal thing like they have at the post office, where you just put your used computers here to recycle it. And we do, that's another thing that we do for the community. Instead of these computers and monitors being in landfills, we refurbish them and allow them to be used by low-income families.
That's excellent. You came out of New Horizons then? You spent some time at the New Horizons Learning Center here in East Lansing?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Can you give us just a specific example of a child you've helped, an adult you've helped?
Well, one story that comes to me is a young man that came over here from one of the Sudanese refugees, the Lost Boys. I don't know if you're familiar with the Dinka tribe. I was talking to the young man. Actually, we were doing a program at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and I asked him about how he came to Lansing. And he told me that he was herding cattle one day, and he looked over the horizon, and his entire village was being wiped out. So he fled and walked to another country and stayed there for months, and then was flown to the Lansing area, where he got a job at Myers, and he lived with other young men. And I didn't see him for a while, and one day I saw him driving a BMW, and he recognized me and says, I've graduated from MSU, and I'm really doing well. And I was so proud of him, because we had trained about 100 of the lost boys, and he recognized me before I recognized him, and he had such a smile on his face. He was just so excited. He was glowing, and it's a great testament for those young people that came over here, because they literally had nothing, and for him to have accumulated so much in such a small time frame was great.
That's extraordinary. He must have been proud. How do people join you and get involved?
Well, they can call Closing the Digital Gap at 517-485-7581, or they can go online if they have a computer and internet service, www.ctdg.org.
Thanks, Marcus. Marcus Jefferson is the Executive Director of Closing the Digital Gap. Thanks very much for joining us today. If you'd like to nominate someone or an organization to be featured on our Neighbors in Action segment each Wednesday, just send an email to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do. You can even nominate yourself if you like.